In a recent stream, when I was playing Fire Emblem and taking your questions, and you can check that out here, I was musing a bit in response to a question about why I thought establishment Democrats or centrist Democrats, whatever you want to call them, I would maybe call them stalwart Democrats, why they were losing to DSA or DSA affiliated or just more progressive candidates in elections. And the answer I came to, and I've been thinking about this for a while, is that establishment Democrats are running campaigns based in this idea that you can kind of circumvent the work of on-the-ground outreach and building relations with sophisticated digital campaigning and a large war chest. And that it turns out, and you can see this in Michigan with Abdul El-Sayed, you can see this in New York with Zohar Ramdani, you could see it several years earlier in New York with AOC, you can see it in a lot of places, as it turns out that traditional relationship-based campaigning in which the message is augmented as well by a real attempt to reach out to people where they are on the ground and to build community around the campaign, it turns out that that might be just more effective for getting people to the polls, for energizing volunteers, for doing all the kinds of things that help you win races. And that the DSA, which isn't so much a party, right, as it is a para-party organization that exists and is doing organizing work throughout the year and that builds a community around itself, it turns out DSA is exactly the kind of formation that the usual way that establishment Democrats run just isn't equipped to handle very well. You can see this dynamic too with Republicans. One of the things that makes Trump formidable as a general election candidate is that he has built this community around himself, around his person, around his movement. It's a cult of personality, but it energizes people in a way that the usual ad buys and digital campaigning simply does not. You can attribute DSA's success in primaries to ideology, and I think it does matter that these Democrats adopt a more populist line. I think that's not insignificant, but I would caution against reading too much into ideological explanations for the simple reason that most voters don't have coherent ideologies. Even Democratic primary voters do not necessarily have a coherent sense of an ideology. They are responding to things beyond ideology. They're responding to affect, they're responding to attitude, lots of different things. And they're responding, again, I think, to this attempt to build relationships through the campaigns. Anyway, I talked about this on stream, and then I thought to myself, you know, I have a column I have to write next week. Maybe this will be my column. And unfortunately, it will not be my column because my colleague, Tressie Cotton, has already written this column. This weekend, she wrote basically about this. And I want to recommend that you read Tressie's column, which is called Socialists Are Winning Because They Listen to People. And I think it does an excellent job of condensing these points down. And I think it does an excellent job of making this argument. In particular, I want to highlight something that she says towards the end. Quote, as the MAGA media empire starts to fracture, Democrats have an opportunity to seize momentum. Like it or not, Democratic grassroots organizations favor populist politics, which progressive ideology is primed to meet. That, in turn, attracts candidates who are younger and more diverse than the establishment. Not every campaign that exceeded expectations this week is running from the left, but each one is running like candidates on the left, strategic, relational, future-oriented. It's always dicey to make election predictions, but if I were trying to read which way the wind is blowing for Democrats in 2026 and 2028, I wouldn't be looking for a socialist wave. I'd be looking for the candidates who are thinking and running as if they know that bases are made of people, not dollars. I think that is exactly right. That is precisely correct. There is a real synergy between progressive ideas and the kind of populist campaigns that are really moving people. That is undeniable. But it's possible to do this kind of campaign while having a more moderate ideology. It is a model that can be used for Democrats across the ideological spectrum. And it is the case that there are places where there are moderate voters, right? There are moderate to conservative voters. It is not true, as I think some people have convinced themselves, that the reason why certain states are red is all because of voter suppression. No, certain states are red because there are a lot of conservative voters. Plenty of Democrats are moderate because they are appealing to moderate voters. And I think it's worth taking very seriously the actual diversity of political opinion and self-identification and belief in all these things. But that does not actually require one to run the kind of milquetoast, corporate-friendly, inoffensive campaigns that I think establishment Democrats are prone to run. That does not require one to utilize this approach that is removed from the people themselves, that is more concerned with fundraising and doing ad buys and television than it is with building the kind of connections with people. I would look at John Ossoff in Georgia, who is a moderate Democrat, but it's running a quite aggressive campaign that's really plugged into the grassroots. It's trying to meet people where they are and has zeroed in on corruption in particular as a key issue for voters. There are going to be some electorates, some constituencies where voters want big capital P progressive policies. That is certainly my preference. But it's important not to fall into the pundit's fallacy, which is the idea that what you like is necessarily what the voters are going to like, and that's how you win. And to take seriously that there are, again, many voters with many priorities. And so when you look at Tallarico in Texas, he is another moderately liberal Democrat, not running on big P progressive policies, but running on a government should work for you message. As my colleague notes, Tallarico is not running from the left, but he's running like a candidate of the left. And I think that is the lesson to take. That is the thing that is generalizable from a Mamdani or an El Sayed. That there's a way of campaigning that just focuses primarily on what the people themselves say they need and is responding to that. As always, let me know what you think, and I will see you next time.